We've explored in the past Sefer HaChinuch organizes the mitzvahs, the Tariq mitzvahs al Seder HaChumash. All of Sefer Bereishis only has a total of three mitzvahs, Peruvu and Bereishis, Mila and Lech Lecha and Gid Anasha and Vayishlach. And then suddenly an explosion of close to 20 mitzvahs in Parshas Bo alone, all relating to revolving around the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Parshas Bo, the Torah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Torah also gives us a blend of both Agada and Halacha. The Torah tells us the story, and the Torah tells us the dinim that revolve around it. And there are a lot of Yisurim. I want to really focus on the Mitzvah Saseh. And most of the mitzvahs haseh, we have not had the opportunity to, Klal Yisrael, have not had the opportunity to fulfill the various mitzvahs haseh of Korban Pesach in many, many centuries. I'd love to focus on the mitzvahs haseh of Pesach that we have kept for the last many centuries. There is still time. There is still time. It is still conceivable that we could be zocher to bring Karm Pesach next week. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for us. But we certainly anticipate Achak Lo B'Choy Mashiach. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Mashiach. We hope it will be soon. We do not know when. But we certainly anticipate the mitzvahs that to continue to keep those mitzvahs that we have kept throughout the centuries. One of them, obviously, is Avigal Telavincha, the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, which from later we'll talk about some of the specific parts. We'll have a chance later on to talk about specific passages in the Haggadah. But I want now to take a look together, sort of the big picture, and to come to an appreciation of the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder, maybe through a couple of questions. A couple of questions that, you know, the Seder is something that we take for granted. Baruch Hashem, we've been a part of it since we were very, very, very young children. I imagine most of you have memories, maybe very recent memories, you know, of sharing the Leil HaStarim with the parents and with grandparents. Maybe even some of you have been zocha to share Starim in your youth with great-grandparents. So when you're exposed to it as a little child, as we've seen with different things throughout the year, when you're exposed to it as a little child, that's an incredible bracha. At the same time, it gets in the way sometimes of actually thinking about something analytically. And if you want to actually understand it, so you have to actively, instead of just sort of going with the flow, the intellectual inertia of been there, done that, I'll do it again, of course, and so but not really thinking about it, to actually think about the Leil HaSeder. So a couple of simple questions. A couple of observations. The Seder is very long. Incredibly long. Really long. Let's be honest. Again, some people rush through it. If you do it right, it's hours and hours. Why? Why? And they're thinking as a Lamdan, it's, you know, we present the Seder, most, who here has the minig in your family? To start before Kiddush by singing Kaddish Uruchetz Karpas Yachetz? Come out, everyone. Okay. Every step. And then again, every step you...
Until my dad's like, okay, we're done.
Ah, okay. Who here says in Yiddish? Every step? Kaddish, the Tatakum to him from Shiel? No. Okay, you have not yet had that chinuch. Okay, there's always room for improvement. But it's a pretty universal minhag, I think, at least among Ashkenazim. I think that Nusach, Kaddish Uruchetz Karpas Yachetz, by the way, you may never have noticed that it rhymes. Kaddish Uruchetz Karpas Yachetz. Magid Rachza, Motzi Matza, Marakorech, Shulchan Aruch, Zafon Baruch Ha'al Nirza. It rhymes, it has incredible meter. It's a piyut. It's a very, very, very brief poem that was written, I believe, by one of the early Balei Tosfos, maybe even goes back to before the Balei Tosfos, early Chachmei Ashkenaz. And it's meant to be a mnemonic to help you remember in what order you do all the parts of the Seder. 15 or 16 different parts, 15 parts, 14 parts, depending on how you count everything. Motzi matzah, one step, two step. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that. But it sort of gives you a sense of like a very like a linear, like there's a whole table of contents, and you do part one, then you do part two, then part three, and then kaddish and then urchetz and kapras and yachas. And as a lamdin, it seems like a how do you wrap your head around that? Just have a whole linear list of things to do. That sometimes there is, you know, I don't know, let's say Yom Kippur and Beis HaMikdash. So the psukim can give you an achrimos. We'll get to it soon. The parshas Shavua. A whole long list of steps and different karbanos to bring. And the Gemara points out Maseches Yuma, that the language in the Chumash, like the word chukah, indicates that often the Seder is ma'akev. Okay, so sometimes you have a long just string of different mitzvahs to do. We've been talking in Maseches Brachas not long ago about the series of brachas that is Tefillah, the series of brachas that's in the Shemoneh Esrei, right? And the fact that the Gemara discusses that the Seder is ma'akev, and figuring out in brachas and Megillah why, what goes where, and why things are sequenced as they are. Sometimes you do have in halacha a long linear sequence of mitzvahs or of brachas, one after the other, after the other, but it's pretty rare. And you wonder whether there's more going on than just do this, do this, do that. And unlike Yom Kippur, you don't have Gzeiras HaKasev. You have to do this and you have to do that, and the Seder is ma'akev. You don't have a Gemara as you do with Shemoneh Esrei, that Chazal, that Anshei Knesset Gadol were masakin a whole series of brachas, and here's why they had this number, and here's why they're in the order that they're in, and that's why the Chazal masakin the Seder is ma'akev. Sort of wonder. And beyond the fact that, sort of generally, you know, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, the Leil HaSeder seems pretty lengthy and seems like just sort of a linear progression of chunks of one after the other, and under Ma Peshar Advarim, if you wanted to be more of a Lamdin, you would say not just Sarach Beer, what's going on in Sarach Beer, and the whole long list of items, but also we came across earlier in the year, in the midst of learning the earlier Prakim Maseches Brachos, or in the midst of learning Perches. There's a din drabbanan presumably, that's referenced in brachas and is unpacked more at the beginning of our vipsachim, that you have to have kiddush makom suda. You have to have kiddush makom suda. Show of hands. How many of you think about a typical Friday night? How many of you wash and tefillah sedayim before making kiddush? Wow, how many of you wash the tefillah sedayim after making kiddush? Okay. How many of you, yeah. So what's that all about? So you're probably aware of the fact that the Yekkes have the minhag, Jews from Germany have the minhag, to wash the tefillah sedayim first and then make kiddush. And you make kiddush and you immediately make kiddush, everyone drinks, and then immediately make hamotzi. So what's that all about? What's the issue? Why are you being mafsik? Why are Yekkes being mafsik between the Tefillah Sedayim and the Hamotzi with Kiddush? So the issue is that the Gemara says you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda, which means that, number one, it means literally you have to say Kiddush and then eat the Suda, the Lechem, in the same location. I can't make Kiddush in here and then go somewhere else to eat. There has to, and more generally, there has to be a tziruf between the kiddush and the suda. Putting aside for now the lumdus of to what extent is that din the kiddush versus the din the suda. In other words, is the suda eating a suda together with the kiddush, is that makshir of the kiddush more, or probably more likely is that the kiddush is not meant to be free floating, but rather the kiddush is an enhancement of the suda. That in advance of eating a suda, usually you have a suda throughout the week, you wash. You eat bread, and you get down to business. But on Shabbos, you have to designate this, you have to label this as a Suda Shabbos. You have to label this Yantav as a Suda Yantav. So the independent mitzvah of Kiddush we had in Brachas Tav Chav, Zachar Shama Shabbos Akadcho is the mitzvah Daraisa for men and for women, but it also serves to, at least Midrabanan, to be the, Bechlal, the mitzvah of Kiddush is to identify the day as be to articulate that today is a special day, that today is a Yom Kadosh. So specifically, we do in conjunction with the Suda to articulate that this Suda is not just, we're not just eating supper, this is a Shabbos Suda. This is a Suda Shabbos. You do that by labeling it, the Kiddush flows into the Suda. So whatever it is, however you look at Kiddush Makom Suda L'maisam, the din remains, there's meant to be a strong tziruf between the Kiddush and the Suda, both in terms of place, they're in the same location, and in terms of time. That's why you don't stop, just make Kiddush and then sit around shmooze for 20 minutes and then go wash. You're supposed to go reasonably quickly from one to the next. If you have a few hundred people at Shabbaton, so it's going to take 20 minutes for everyone to wash. But that's a hafsik l'tzorech, like we had in Brachas Daf Mem. Okay. It's going to take, we have three sinks and 300 people. Okay, so it'll take some time. That's fine. But whatever is not shalol l'tzorech, whatever is shalol l'tzorech has to be left out. As much as possible, you try to have a full tzira between the Kiddush and the Suda. That's why Yekes really cut it down to the bare minimum and say, let's wash first, and then we're going to make Kiddush and go straight to the Challah. And the Kiddush won't be hefsik because the Kiddush is Tzara Chasuda. Like asking for Melach, Kiddush, Leil Shabbos, Leil Yom Tov, Kiddush is Tzara Chasuda. With all that in mind, well, why are we talking about Kiddush Makom Suda? How does that bring that back to Leila Seder? Yeah, we make Kiddush, and everything looks like it's going well. We wash, but then everything goes awry. We don't make a bracha, and we karpas, yachatz, and this whole magid, which done properly takes a long time, as it should. See, for CS Mitzrayim, and it's a big mitzvah. But both mitzvah hadin and programmatically, that's not the way it should work. Why not? Make Kiddush, wash, have matzah, and mar if you like, and then over the meal we'll have a CPCS Mitzrayim. I mean, even naturally, like the way you run, the way you program an evening, you wouldn't have Kiddush and then all the speeches and then wash, right? If you're organizing a Suda, whether it's a Simcha or Shabbaton or what have you, right? Everyone says usually the way you organize the speakers, and everyone sits down, and you have, everyone has it's something to eat, soup, but then you're ready, you can put up a speaker. And then you have the main course, then you put up another speaker to it. That's the way you run a program. And it seems so much more nochi, it seems so much more comfortable, it seems so much more enjoyable, and not just from a perspective of enjoyment and programmatic flow. Mitzad Adin, it's a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda. Why would you have Magid in between Kadesh and Motzi Matzah? It seems uncomfortable. It seems like it's connected at din. And this sort of feeds in again to the earlier questions of Bechag. What's going on? Leila Seder. We sort of take it for granted. Where did that come from? And why should it be that way? Why is everything so long? Why does everything seem so... It can't just all be Kadesh Yishla Tinochus. Let's talk up shop. So the truth is, these questions bring us to an understanding of the core elements of the Seder. So I said before, there are many mitzvahs lo saseh in Parshas Bo. Then we have a handful of mitzvahs saseh. And most of them have to do with Karban Pesach, which we have not been zocha to participate in. We, Knesset Yisrael, have not been zocha to participate in Karban Pesach for many centuries. But we have, throughout the centuries of Galus, had two mitzvahs daraisa, Leil HaSeder, and they are... Matzah. And see if it's here, so that's right. So you mentioned Mar. So Mar is interesting, because Mar does appear in the Chumash, but you've also heard that Mar is Rabbanan. So how does something appear in the Chumash that is Rabbanan? The answer is, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, that Mar is Hefshera the Pispa. Mar is not an independent mitzvah. You won't find Mar in the Rambam's list of Tariq mitzvahs. Maror is an accessory to the Karban Pesach. When you have Karban Pesach, the ideal way to eat Karban Pesach is, the Torah says more than once, but Matzah Maror Yochluhu. It says it by Pesach Rishon, it says it by in Parshas Bo, it says it by Pesach Sheni, in Baal Osla. The matzah is meant to be served and meant to be consumed together with a side of Matzah Maror. So discussion in Tanam, discussion in Rishonim, does that mean you have a sandwich? That's the original... sacred lafa, right? You have b'tkufas ha-tanach, b'tkufas ha-talmud, matzah probably was soft, the way Svartim and Tamanim have it ari yom hazeh. Not chametz, just soft. Soft and not chametz, thick. You ever tasted Svartim matzah? It's very, very dense, because it's not fluffy, because it doesn't rise. But you have a wrap, and you have grilled roast lamb or roast goat with lettuce and with sauce and halacha. So that's, again, so machlokes tanah, machlokes rishonim, whether it's all eaten together as a sandwich or eaten side by side, work out the details. But the maror is the raisa as I have shared with the pistol. The maror actually suggests, the maror does have a shita, we don't pass them that way, that matzah is also only hechsher with the pischa. There were amoram who felt that matzah bezmanazah is also, therefore, derabbanan like mara. We don't pass them that way. We assume that matzah is like mara hechsher with the pischa. The pasuk tells you, you have the karpet together, matzah and mara. But, unlike mara, matzah appears elsewhere in Chumash also. Be'erev tochlu matzos. Lechem oni, the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, the Torah refers back to in Parshas Re'eh, there's an independent mitzvah to eat matzah. So lamas halacha lamaisu, we have two mitzvahs, daraisa leila seder, the mitzvah, I mean the Gra is famous for pointing out that it could be up to 64 different mitzvahs, something like that. You know, many of them are mitzvahs that apply all year long, and also leila seder. But the two unique mitzvahs I say, daraisa leila seder, is manazeh, in the absence of Korban Pesach, are matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a relationship between those two mitzvahs. It's not just that you happen to have two different mitzvahs. Tzitzis and Tefillin, we're Mekayim both Tzitzis and Tefillin. If you be Mekayim both, so there is an ideal sequence. We've shown them right. Some we've shown them say, that's what we follow, thinking of Mukha Yosef, Shapun, the Talis before the Tefillin. But they're basically independent mitzvahs that happen to overlap. On the other hand, as we saw in Maseches Brachos, there's more interplay between, let's say, Tefillin and Kriyat Shema. And there's more interplay between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, the din of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Remember, for those who have been learning the first parak, even Machlok is very early Amarayim, so how do they intertwine? And Ma'ariv, should it also be Kriyat Shema first and Ma'ariv and Shmona Esrei second, or should it be the reverse? But there's clearly, when Yon and others discuss this idea of Smichas Gula Tefila, there's clearly a rich interconnection between Kriyat Shema and Tefila, despite the fact that they are independent mitzvahs. I can be Mekayim one without the other, but they're meant to be intertwined. Leil HaSeder, Matzah, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim are Al Pidin very, very, very intertwined. The matzah needs the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim needs the matzah. As a matter of fact, that second point, that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim needs the matzah, we've all been saying it for many years. Because in the Magid, so after you sort of get started with the initial Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have the opening questions of Manashtana, and you give the first of the two answers. The first answer the Gemara points out is Avadim Ayin Lepar B'Mitzrayim. Gemara Zan Kuf Tazayin Rebeis points out. We answer both with the physical, political shift from being Avadim to being B'nei Chorin. And then we also subsequently, a couple of paragraphs later, we answer with the spiritual transformation of Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu V'Achshav Kerevanu Amakam Avodah. So the Mishnah says that one of the features, Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, Kuf Tazayin, I think, one of the features of the way you tell the story, Leil HaSeder, is it has to be Maskel B'Gnosim Messiah B'Shevach. It has to be Derech She'elot Tshuva, after questions and answers, and it has to be with dramatic contrast. You can't just say, we're free, here we are, thank you Hashem. You have to say the before and the after. It used to be like this, Maskel B'Gnos, here was our terrible before, and here is our shining after. So Gemara is Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Well, which before and after? The political, physical before and after of Avod Mayinu Vayotzienu, or the spiritual before and after of Mitechila Ov Devorodari Avoseinu Achshav Kervan Makom Vadoso. So we do both. Now you're ready to begin to see a little bit of the structure of the Magid. I have the questions. And then we give answer number one of Anamayinu. We also give answer number two, Mitzkila of Devarazariah Vaseinu. And then we get to some other parts of the Magid that we'll come to in a couple of moments. But in between the two answers, you would think of one answer after the other. What happens in between? We review instructions. You have built into the Seder itself is the how-to manual. We very briefly, if you think about it, right after Avani Mila Par Mitzrayim, they say, I feel Torah. We begin to talk about how to do this mitzvah. And it's built into the Nusach of the Haggadah, probably in part from a practical standpoint, so that Jews throughout the generations should not forget the dinim of the Leilat Seder. So it comes with the instructions baked in. Imagine like you had a cake and it said, baked on top, it would say, Bari Minim Zoms. Or Shakol Nibidvar, depending on what the cake is made with. Pesach cake coming your way. Right? So imagine it was like, baked onto the cake itself was the Rach. So that's the way the Nusach of the Maggid is built. After you give the first answer, Avodah Mayim, before you give the second answer, Mitchila, in between we go through some of the instructions. We talk about the who, we talk about the how, we talk about the when. We talk about who's Chayiv, say, etc. We have the story of the Chamish HaZakenim, in part to highlight, number one, even great Chacham have to engage in this mitzvah, and the next point we had just said, in terms of the how, that Kol HaMarbre is in Meshuvach, you're meant to go all in, and the more the merrier. And you see, these some of the greatest Chacham of all time, not only did they have a Seder, but they went all night long, as long as you can possibly go until the time for the mitzvah Leil HaSeder is only a night. And they're ready up to the next mitzvah. Now it's time for Kriya Shema. It's no longer time for Sibut Yom Tzrayim. And we go on to give some more of the how. Specifically, you have to relate to each type of person. If the point of talking about the Arba Avonim is connecting Arba Avonim to Torah, we're now great beginning to Darshan Psukim, and the point that the Chumash talks about the mitzvah of Sibut Yom Tzrayim more than once over the course of the Chumash, and there are different presentations with the different flavors. And that's what this Medrash is pointing out. Connected Arba Avonim, the Medrash is pointing out. If you look carefully at the Chumash, you see the Torah is presenting more than one model of how Sibut Yisrael plays out. What does it depend on? It depends on who your audience is. You're going to talk one way to a Chacham, a different way to a Rasha, a third way to a Tam, and the Einu Dei Lishal is giving you a fourth type of presentation, because you're meant to reach the people. You have to tailor your presentation. That's one of the dinim of the how of Sibut Yisrael. And then, before we go back to the content of Sibut Yisrael itself, what's the last paragraph of instructions? It's a quote from a Mechilta, Medrash Halachan, on Shmos. We talk about the when, but the when is also a question, not only of when, but of how. Yochem Erev Chodesh, right? Yochem Erev Chodesh, Shalom Yavahu. Hava Mina would be, we can Mekayim Sibut Yisrael right now. Right now. Here we are, it's the middle of, we're week into Nisan. Let's have a Seder. Let's have a Seder, it's not Pesach. The Hava Mina, apparently, that the whole Nisan is Chodesh HaGula, and Yochem Erev Chodesh. I would have thought that you could have a Sibut Yisrael throughout the month. Tamalo, no, Bayamahu. Torah says it has to be specifically the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Iba Yamahu, Yochem Yivod Yom. Yamahu maybe means Yom Yudalad, which, after all, is the day that, what do we do on Yom Yudalad? Karm Pesach. So you're shechting Karm Pesach, the afternoon of what we call Erev Pesach, Erev Chag HaMatzos, which in the Chumash might be called Pesach. Gotta figure that out. Some assume the word Pesach as a time means the day of the Karm Pesach. So I might think you're busy in Beis HaMikdash Shechting Karm Pesach. Have a Seder right there. Sibut Yisrael on the spot while you're busy with the blood of the Karm. So why is that not what we do? Tamar Lomar. Bavur, zeh. Zeh means this. That's the Vishar Sheish Masar Mar Menachem Fanecha. You can only have a Sibut Yisrael when you have the physical Chefzeh Mitzvah in front of you. Sibut Yisrael has to be fulfilled in conjunction with Matzah Mar. You can't just talk. It has to be in conjunction with the halachic props of the Seder. We say the whole time, and that's the last instruction. Now, that's an instruction, I said before. The instructions include who has to do it, everyone, and the instructions include how. Number one, Chol HaMarbre and Meshuvach. Number two, the intersection of who and how is Kenei Arba Avonim Dibrei Torah. You need to reach, every type of person needs to be at the Seder, and you need to tailor your presentation to the people. You can't just talk. has to be interaction with the audience, has to be tailored to the audience. And finally, the how, the when, and the how also intersect. Because the question of when is driven by how. The reason why you have the secrecy of Shrine Leila Seder is because that's the time of the other mitzvahs. Of the other mitzvahs. And the mitzvah of matzah and mitzvah of marah are necessary for the mitzvah of secrecy of Shrine. So I need to have, I was saying before, there's multiple layers of relationship between the two mitzvahs halayla. So number one, the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim needs the matzah. I can't eat the matzah more first and then have a Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim for several reasons. One of them is, once I eat up the matzah more, I lost the moment. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, I mentioned before that there were Amoraim who are of the opinion, we don't pass them that way, but there were Amoraim who are of the opinion, I think it's the Daf Kuf Chaf, maybe, at the very end of the parak. There are Amoraim who are of the opinion that Matzah b'zman hazeh is drabanan. There are Amoraim who are of the opinion that Matzah like Mar is only Hechsher d'fiska, and it's only Darais when you have a Karban Pesach, and therefore Matzah b'zman hazeh like Mar is only a special takan drabanan, but doesn't apply in the Torah. Those Amoraim held that Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is also drabanan, because if there's no matzah, there's no mar, there's no Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The time never comes for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The time for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is matzah mar. There's no matzah mar. I could have it on the table, but if it has no significance in the Torah, then there's no significance to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Torah. Those Amoraim did have a Seder like we do, but they held those all drabanan, even the first night of Pesach. Because if the matzah is drabanan, the mar is drabanan, then the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is drabanan. So the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim needs the matzah. So that's one reason why you have the Magid first. And let's talk about that a drop more. Actually, let's come back to that point soon. Let's talk first about another layer of relationship, another threat strand, pulling these mitzvahs together. Because it's not only true that the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim needs the matzah, as we just saw the last couple minutes, it's also true that the matzah needs the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. They need each other. Because how does the Chumash refer to matzah? What does the Chumash call matzah? Matzah and lechem oni. Lechem oni is a term that's used, I think, only in Parshas Re'eh. The three main, there's a lot about Pesach in particular, obviously in Parshas Bo, and then the general Parshas HaMoedim, you have in Vayikra by Midbar and Devarim, in Emor, Sharo Kesev, and then in Pinchas are the Karbonos Musaf, and then in Re'eh, focused on specifically the Shalosh Regalim, Aser to Aser Kol HaBachar. So in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah refers to the matzah as Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni. What does that mean?
Sorry. That was meant to be in the Kuda.
How do you translate Lechem Oni? Poor man's bread. Poor man's bread.
Or the bread of answers.
Ooh, very good. Very good. So the Gemara has both of those. So and we accept both lahalacha. So poor man's bread, it can't be matzah shira. Those who are turning over, if your family is turning over, and the kitchen is going Pesach dik. If it went Pesach dik last night, it's going Pesach dik tonight, or tomorrow night. So how are you gonna have lechem mishnah on Shabbos? The answer is you're gonna have matzah that's kasher lePesach, but isn't kasher for the Leil HaSeder. And how is it? You have matzah which is not chametzik, but yet is not kasher for Leil HaSeder, because it's not chametzik, but it's not lechem oni. Because lechem oni means in part that it's poor man's bread, as opposed to matzah ashira, as opposed to enriched bread that has added ingredients like grape juice, or like olive oil, or maybe like eggs and apple juice. So matzah ashira, enriched bread. Leaving aside the issues of chametz, even if you know for sure it's absolutely chametz-free, you're allowed to eat. In that case, you're allowed to eat a Pesach. Ashkenazim have been arguing about treating sometimes, at least over the course of Pesach itself, treating the bein machmir to treat much matzah shir as though it were chametz, safek chametz, and that's why Ashkenazim generally don't eat matzah shir on Pesach itself unless it's a specific tzorach, chol muskenim. But even leaving aside any issues of chametz, if you know for sure it's a kasher lepesach, kasher lepesach, but it's not kasher lemitzvah. Apples are also not chametz dik, but you can't eat an apple for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. You have to have matzah. So it has to be bread, which is not chametz, and specifically which is lechem oni. The lechem oni means poor man's bread that's not enriched, it's not matzah. Shira, Gemara said lechem oni, poor man's bread means it can't be too large. Any one loaf can't be very, very large. Poor man's bread also means, not only in terms of how you make it, but how you present it, not only the recipe and the size, but also poor man's bread is madarko shel ani beprusa. The Gemara says, a poor man, if I'm strapped for cash, so I can't just afford to eat a whole loaf of bread now. Well, that's very imprudent. If I'm strapped for cash, so I'm going to ration my food and put some aside for later. I'll have some now, but I'll leave plenty of it overflowing. My darker shall ani beprusa, the Gemara says. The ani has one piece. He's not going to eat the whole loaf. Can't afford to do that. That's irresponsible. If I'm wealthier, so that is responsible. If I'm poor, it's irresponsible to eat everything. I wouldn't do that. That would be silly. Darker shall ani beprusa. Come back to that in a moment. So those are some of the meanings of lechem oni in the sense of ani. Then as Yankel said, lechem oni also means loshin aniya v'amira, v'anisa v'amarka. It's bread, not only poor man's bread, it's bread of conversation. Lechem sha'onim olav, the Gemara says. Lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe. It's bread over which you have said many words. What are those words? Says Rashi. Haggadah and halal. Kum techais, when it emerges, kum techais, that the matzah, not only does the sepertius to try and need the matzah, it's only the mekayim sepertius to try when you have matzah bar on the table. The matzah also needs the secret to the shrine. When you take the matzah out of the box, it is not yet fully kosher l'mitzvah. It's not chametz dik. It is bread. Then the sugis and ketzim of arkim. It is bread, and it's not chametz. Okay, so far so good. And now is it lechem, which is not chametz. It's lechem only in the sense of it has the right recipe. It's not matzah ashira. It wasn't baked too large. But it's missing two features to make it kosher for the mitzvah of Erev Tov Chol. The last two meanings of lechem oni. It hasn't been broken yet, and it hasn't absorbed yet the conversation at the Leil HaSeder. So that's why now you appreciate that Magid, the Leil HaSeder, is fantastic. Right? It was fantastic before. Now we begin to appreciate how fantastically organized and elegant the Seder Halayla is. Yeah, of course, we would love to, for a variety of reasons, both Mitzad HaDin in terms of Kishma Akim Suda, and just from a point of view of programmatic flow, we would love to, like any other night, make Kiddush, wash, and make Hamotzi. But we can't. Why? Well, we can't eat up the matzah before the Magid, and we're not ready to eat the matzah yet. Because what needs to happen? Darkness shall only beprusa, so I need to break it, which is yachatz. And that's, by the way, why. And then we have a tell the whole secret to Yisrael Shrine over the matzah. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Haggadah, the vast majority of Magid, the matzah is meant to be uncovered. Occasionally, when we get into halal mode, we focus less on the matzah and more on the coast. Coast Yeshua Sesar, Shem Hashem Akra. We raise the coast for the hal. But for the vast majority of the Magid, the matzah is uncovered. The matzah is, so to speak, absorbing. You eat your words. That's an expression of, a negative expression in English. I make you, like, you're going to have to eat your words usually means you're going to have to accept the fact that you were wrong. But in a positive sense, the halacha demands that Leil HaSeder, we eat our words. We not only tell the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's, so to speak, absorbed into the matzahs on the table. The Imamish eat the matzah. You eat lechem oni. Lechem sha'olam of dvarim harbe. Now you might say, okay, so still, let's,
1, 2, 3. So let's, manashtan avayim ha'yigo, v'kilo avnan v'azara, 3 minutes, and then let's get down to matzah, and we'll save the rest of the divrei Torah for later. So what's going on? And if you hear me, one last question. Not only why is the Magid so long, but
one other piece of the instructions that I left out before, the instruction part of the Maggid, if you tell a Mishnah, that actually does not have to do with Leil HaSeder.
Now we're mamash holding. In the second bracha, so the Mishnah first parak, and the Gemara later on, the whole story of Lazar Nazaria, and those that you've told over at the Seder many times, Kivan Shivim Shana, and the whole story about how Rabbi Lazar Nazaria was elevated to Nisias in the aftermath of the impeachment of Gamliel, conversation with his wife, he turns gray. What do you actually say, though? What's the content? Rav Nazaria held, like we do, that every day and every night you should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But at the time, most of the other Tanaim disagreed, and they, most Tanaim, contemporaries of Rav Nazaria, they only said two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema at night. In the morning, said three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema by Yomer, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. But at night, they only said what? They only said Shema Ma'am Shema. And they held the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim only applied during the day. Lozav Azari said, no! It applies day and night, Shabbos and Maariv. But Lozav Chis is Shabbos Yetzias Mitzrayim Halelos. Ah, Shadrasha Ben Zoma. So Ben Zoma came along, he agreed with Lozav Azari, and he gave a presentation that the Tanaim found very compelling. L'man Tizkar is Yom Tzeizchem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Kol Yimei Chayecha means not just the day, but the night also. Initially, the other Tanaim disagreed. Ultimately, halach l'maisa, we accept the position of Lozman Azaria and Ben Zoma, and we have a zikhiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, both by Yom and by Laila. So you might ask, if you were thinking, a couple of questions. Number one, what is this doing at the Seder? This is not about Pesach. This is a brachas. This is about every day and every night. We don't have a Seder by Yom. They're talking about the having a shtelling the whole Seder. They're talking about mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, saying by Yomer. So why is this part of the instructions? And you know what else is really strange? Meila vipasna dachachamin. So every day of the year you only mention Yetzias by Yom. Oh! What's the special mitzvah of Pesach? We got Levincha. Once a year you have Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leilos. But you don't pass them that way. We pass them. They have Zechir Tzitzis Rhyme every night. So, Ma Yomi Yomayim, Ma Nishtan Halayla Zem Yikal Leilos. But what is the difference? I mean, as a matter of fact, not only is it true that last night, the night before, we had Yetzias Mitzrayim, even tonight, we already daven Ma'ariv and Shul. We already said Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, what are we doing Leila Seder? So, Reb Chaim, in the stencils, in the Shir Reb Chaim, they quote that Reb Chaim Brisker asked this kasha. Like, what's being added? Reb Chaim pointed out a tremendous yisod. He said, you may have come across in the past. He pointed out there are a number of differences between the way we do Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the way every day and every night. And they do Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim Leil HaSeder. Number one, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is something you say to yourself. Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim involves two people. Dialogue. Number two, there are no questions in Vayomer. You just say it. But Leil HaSeder, you have to have Sheil and Tshuva. Number three, as we mentioned before, you have to have the before and after. The dramatic contrast, Leil HaSeder, Mitzchilo, V'Achshav, Avon Hayinu, V'Yotzeinu. Every day, every night, you just say. Kadosh Baruch Hu took Zaham Mitzrayim. And, as we said before, every day and every night, you just say it verbally. There are no props. You just say it. Leil HaSeder has to be Pshar Sheish Matzor Mar Menach Vanecha. Rabban Leil HaYomer. You have to, not only do you have the props on the table, but as Rabban Gamliel said, it's not enough to just tell the story. You have to relate the story to the Mitzvahs HaLayla, which we certainly don't do every day and every night. And as the Mishnah says in our Pesachim, you have to be holy the Dorish. You can't just say the story, you can't just read Psukim, you have to have Medrash, be intertwined Tarash Shabbatzav with Tarash Shabbat. And the Mishnah says, these all lead somewhere.
Because Reb Chaim points out these six differences between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that we have every day and we pass them every night as well, as opposed to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Haggadah, the Gat HaBincha, it's not just a host of detailed dinim, which the Mishnah has and the Rambam has. What are all these? They're fundamentally different activities. Zechira means to mention. Mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day, every night, you mention. One pasuk you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sipur means storytelling. You're not just saying, you're telling the story. You're telling the story to someone else with audience engagement, with questions and answers, with dramatic contrast, with props. You're relaying the story to the props. You're holding with Doresh, with Tar Shevach Zav and Tar Shapeh. And all of this is in order to, why are you retelling the story? Not just mentioning the fact, but retelling the story. You're retelling the story, the Mishnah says, and we say this Mishnah in the Haggadah, we're supposed to live it also. Chayv Adam, Liro says Atzmo, Kiilu Yatza Atam, Yeshiva Mitzrayim. The point of retelling the story once a year is to relive the story. And that's why we say, Lefika Hanachnu Chayavim. We say Hallel. Why are you saying Hallel Leila Seder? Because if we just went free, this is Hal B'Shas HaNeis. So every day, and we pass in every night, you mention the fact of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Leil HaSeder, you retell the story with all these features that go into good storytelling. They go into a good educational experience in order to relive the story so that you can relay Ikari Amuna. And now, all of a sudden, the entire Seder is gorgeous. Take a step back. And look, everything belongs. There is no extra anything. It's spare, it's lean, it's tight. We would love to make Kiddush and wash, as we do any Leil Shabbos beyond. Of course, there's just a few things we need to do first. Because we can't eat the matzah until we have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because it's not allowed to have oni yet. And the Sipur is going to need the matzah to hang around. The matzah has to survive long enough, can't eat it up. And we can't eat the matzah because it needs to be darpa shalani b'prusa and lechem shalani b'odvar market. And every single thing we do, we open Haggadah, every single thing fits gorgeously. We make Kiddush, and then we begin to, in order to have CBC as a shrine, we need to spur some questions. So that's one of the rules. Questions, right? It's hard to publish Shinuim. We wash, all of a sudden everything goes kerfluey. You wash, you expect, the kid expects. You wash and then you eat matzah. But instead we wash, then we have some vegetables, and then we break the matzah, which we never do. Every Shabbos, every Yantif, you makma lecha vishal. All of a sudden now, the Baal HaSeder is just taking the matzah and like breaking it, putting part of it aside. That's really strange. And then, says Shulchan Aruch, you clear the table as though we're done. You pour another kos as though we're ready to bench. Like, did I fall asleep? Like, did I miss the meal? You may have memories once upon a time when you were seven. You sort of conked down on the couch, and all of a sudden, it was dessert time. Okay, a dream. That's sort of what happened. Always like kiddush washing, and then everything goes weird, and then it seems like we're benching. You pour a second kos, we're clearing the table. Like, what? Hello, Manishtan, what's going on? Oh, I'm glad you asked. And now we begin to answer. And we give the answer with the first tshuva, with the first type of maslu b'gnus b'sayim b'shav of dramatic contrast, the physical story of Avodim Hayinu. We take a brief break to review in incredibly tight paragraphs the yisodos, what you need to do in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the next couple of pages, and then everything flows from there. We give the other answer, the other maslu b'gnus b'sayim b'shav, the other before an answer of the spiritual. And then we go right into Olav Bedorish. The workhorse, the core of the Magid, the core of the Magid is going through those four psukim. Those four psukim from Parshas Kisavo, we read the psukim, Arano Navir Mitzrayma, Vayanunu, Vanitzak, Vayotzienu,
That's the core of, that's the actual telling of the story. And we've highlighted with a Dayenu, or a Hisha Avida, to keep in mind some of the Hashkafic significance of the story that we're telling. And once we've done that, and we relate that story that we just told to the halachic props on the table. At the Matzah tomorrow, we should be zocher very soon to relate to the Pesach as well. And then we say, now that we told the story of all the pieces, we had dialogue, we had questions and answers, we had dramatic contrast, we had holy chidorish, we had props on the table, and we relayed the story to the props. So now we say, Chaimon Liris Azatzmo, hopefully we've fulfilled that. Lefika Chanat Chayavin, in recognition of the fact that we just relived Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to say a little bit of schnipsel of Hal, we'll save most of it for later. If you got that far, we say one paragraph, two paragraph, two prakim, we possibly say two prakim, and then the second coast, and we're ready to watch. Everything fits beautifully. And it's the appreciating the interplay between the two mitzvahs d'oraisa, two mitzvahs say d'oraisa, the Leila Seder, of the Sipritzias Mitzrayim and the Matzah. And understand that if once you understand each one richly, you understand richly the lumdus of Matzah, you understand richly the lumdus of Sipritzias Mitzrayim, and then you see it's not Tzitzis and Tefillin. As a matter of fact, it's not even as mildly related as Kriya Shema and Tefillin, or even Shema and Shemona Esrei. They're mamish, joined at the hip. These two mitzvahs, they are two independent mitzvahs. They're counted separately in the Minyan mitzvahs, but they're very, 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 very intertwined. And together, they are the symphony that's meant to provide us with a Leil HaSeder that allows us to pass on Ikar Yehuna, Midar Ledar Ledar Ledar. And with that, all of a sudden, the questions that with which we have begun all fall into place. The Seder is exactly as long as it needs to be. Every piece is in place. It's not a random collection of pieces. Everything is, it's not just sort of a linear progression of do this, do that, do that, do that. Everything hangs together beautifully. We cannot talk about the Arba Kosos. That fits in as well. Maybe for another time. But the Arba Kosos also is likely, Rambam presents it as a part of the broader secrecy of Mitzrayim. And that becomes the framework for the entire evening. And the Haggadah is a beautiful, elegant, efficient, halachic and hashkafic work of art.